Oh, I got plenty of nothing. Well, you might think that about yourself, and in a way, it's probably the most truthful thing we can really say about ourselves. We are filled with nothing, but not nothing which is just empty space, but nothing which is the birthplace of everything that comes into being, including who and what we think we are. And that's what this session four is going to be about. Who and what we think we are. Because it turns out who and what we think we are has a direct bearing on you, the creator of reality, you, the real creator. You're the guy. You're the guy that comes into being, and we need to deal with that particular question. And in a way, to deal with this nothingness, or to deal with where you come from, and deal with how this all comes into being, we need to take a little voyage into a land that most of us hardly wish to think about or even contemplate because of the fear that, my God, I don't want to deal with that. It's called what happens when you die. Turns out what happens when you die has more of an effect on what happens when you're alive than you may commonly think to be true. Danian Brinkley, who wrote a book called Saved by the Light, in the book recounts his visit to heaven in a near-death experience, which lasted for him 28 minutes. Turns out, while he was on the telephone one day, he was struck by lightning. Whoa! And felt himself out of body tumbling. Now, I want to tell you something about out of the body. I mean, Danian talks about it, but, you know, I've had out of the body experiences too, and maybe you have too. And when you first have them, they may be kind of frightening, but I want to tell you something. This is going to sound bizarre. I realize it's weird, but your natural state is out of the body, not in the body, out of the body. That's where you naturally live. Being in the body is what takes work. That ain't where you naturally are. That ain't your natural home. Out of the body is where you naturally live. And, you know, you may not think that's true. You may think this is total malarkey, but I want you to look at your kids for a moment. You got kids? Maybe you don't have kids. Look at somebody else's kids if you don't have kids. Watch them. Kids are naturally out of their body, and they're learning how to be in their body, and they're learning how to function. And if you watch them, you may see strange expressions on their face. You may find them moving in strange, kind of bizarre ways as they're trying to get their soul, spiritual essence into this body makeup, which now is just beginning to form and strengthen and grow. So, after a while, when you learn to do that so well, you become conditioned by it to believe that that is you. And once you start doing that, fear begins to enter into the marketplace, and you more or less start to think that you are your body. And because you more or less start to think that way, you're afraid that someone's going to take it away from you. And of course, it becomes an issue. And I'm not saying that you should totally give up any concern about your body at all, just the opposite. I mean, I take good care of my body. I really believe that it's important to take care of it. And I like life, so I want to live forever, just like you do. But nevertheless, regardless of what you want, or what you believe, or what you have illusions about doing, you're not your body. And so Danian Brinkley was having this kind of experience. And he realized after an ambulance had arrived and medics had taken what he calls a body, he didn't even think of it as himself anymore, a body on a stretcher, that the body was his. And he found himself then entering a tunnel, or as he put it, the tunnel came to me. This is a really a nice observation. The tunnel came to me. Because from his point of view, he's everything, and so things come to him. He's not going anywhere. This is different from a dream. You know, in a dream, when you wake up in a dream, ever notice that you're always going somewhere? You're always doing something? When you're moving in a dream? I mean, whoever dreams of sitting still reading a book. I mean, I don't know anybody's ever had that dream. You're always getting up, moving around, doing something. And dreams and motion are almost the same thing. From Denian's out-of-body experience, the tunnel's coming to him. I think that's a very keen, very important observation. He then met a being of light, what he calls a bowl, a B-O-L. And this bowl totally engulfed him. And as he did this, he was able to see through time from all of his earlier childhood to the present moment. And when the bowl, the being of light, moved away from him, he felt like all of his guilt was leaving him. It's another very keen insight about, you know, you got your karma, you got your guilt, like I sang to you before. Some people call it karma, some people call it guilt. I don't care what you call it, baby, I got it to the hilt. That's very much a part of the investiture that you have when you come into the body. You begin to invest in the fear that you're not your body, that you're going to die, you're going to not be that anymore. And then guilt starts to naturally arise with anything having to do with injuries or stuff that you've done or selfishness or actions that you've done. You know, this is a whole other story, but it's very closely tied in with your fear of death. So this is really, you know, very pragmatic stuff we're talking about here. It may be esoteric in some point of view, but really we're talking about how to really improve the quality of your life. One way to improve the quality of your life is die. I mean, really get into your death and really enjoy the experience and think about it and think about being something other than just your body. When you start to think that way, life can take on a whole different game because you realize that there's something better than what you got right now. No matter how good you got it, there's something better than what you got right now. And no matter how bad it is, there's something better than what you got right now. And once you begin to cultivate that, life takes on a whole different way of perceiving it.